amen.
Amen.
Say amen again.
Amen.
Thank Reverend Massey for praying for us. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for each of you today. Amen. I want to thank Sister Williamson. Amen.
Amen.
She had some enlightening information.
Amen.
Some things that I did not know.
Amen.
And it was such a profound and timely word to let us know that the way the world measures greatness may not be the same way God measures greatness.
Amen.
And we never know what impact we can make on the lives of other people. Amen.
Amen.
I believe it was Dr. King who said, if you're a shrub,
all right,
be the best little shrub,
yes, sir,
in the valley. Is that all right?
Amen.
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 Be the best.
The best.
That you can be with God's help. Amen. I want to share with you just for a few minutes. Amen. You've heard me. Some of you have heard me for almost 25 years now. So, amen. That's a good thing because I ain't got to try to impress nobody. I can just do what the Lord have for me to do. And we thank God for your patience and your longevity. We praise God. We talked to the men this morning about how awesome it is to look back over the years and celebrate milestones and see what God has done.
Amen.
So we thank God for each of you today. Amen.
Amen.
Just a short part of a verse we want to present to you this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Amen. That is 2 Corinthians, right? No, Reverend Williamson been messing with y'all. It's not 2 Corinthians. Amen. When I say that, y'all better be praying. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17, the latter part of that verse, and it says, if you're ready to say amen,
amen.
I see
amen.
Some of y'all still turning. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17, and this is from the King James Version, the latter part of that verse. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
I want to talk just for about 25 minutes. Amen. Sweet land of liberty.
All right.
Sweet land of liberty. Amen. There is no more patriotic song than the ones whose lyrics were written by Samuel Francis Smith.
Amen.
While a student at Andover Theological Seminary in 1831.
All right.
Four verses tell the story of his love for country and countrymen.
Hmm.
Not being a songwriter, he attached the lyrics to Muzio Clemente Symphony No. 3 and gave the song to his friend Lowell Mason. And Mason performed the song at a Children's Independence Day celebration in Boston, Massachusetts,
all right,
July 4th, 1831. The song, many of you probably already know, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring.
Amen.
Now there's a reason why that song is in our hymnal. We find the reason in the fourth verse.
All right.
Of Smith's four original verses. The last closes with a prayer of petition. And that verse says, Our Father's God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King. So it's this fourth verse that Samuel Smith reveals his true feelings about the author.
Amen.
The author who is the giver of liberty.
Yes.
Great God, our King. Amen. His love of country was born out of his belief that only God could author a true and lasting liberty.
Amen.
And did y'all hear me? A true and lasting liberty. Everybody that thinks they free. Amen. And I know that wasn't grammatically correct, but everybody that thinks they free ain't free.
Amen.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Amen. It's all right.
But God can author truth.
All right.
Not pseudo, not false liberty, but true and lasting liberty. And that's what we really want. That's what we really ought to crave. Amen. But there's irony in hidden in Smith's proclamation of liberty. For he, Smith was relishing his own freedom while millions of slaves were denied theirs.
Amen.
However, to his defense, Smith was not a product of the Southern slave tradition.
All right.
Amen. He was born in Andover, Massachusetts, graduated from Harvard, and completed his seminary training in 1829 before becoming a Baptist preacher. But 1831, historically, amen. Amen. In the antiquity of our people, 1831, the year of Smith's lyrics of inspiration, was not a good year for men and women of color.
All right.
Southern economic, amen. The Southern economy was, amen. Blessings flowed at the expense of slaves deprived of their liberty.
All right.
Amen. They came here. Amen. Not as indentured servants, but came as slaves to make the South bloom as cotton king. And so the society was flourishing. Amen. At the expense of the liberty of our people. It would have been to Smith's greater credit to include in his fourth stanza a prayer, a petition for the greater liberty of all people.
Yes, sir.
In America. Is that right?
Amen.
Well, James Weldon Johnson, another lyric writer born in 1871, just a few short years after the emancipation, understood the era in Smith's song, and consequently, he sat down and wrote these words.
All right.
Lift every voice and sing.
Yeah.
Till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmony of liberty. Johnson's prayer was that everyone in America, amen, regardless of their color, would one day enjoy liberty as brothers and sisters, amen, living together in harmony. Is that all right?
Yes.
And so let me begin this my sermon points with a question.
All right.
Are we truly free? Are we truly free? Think about it. Are you truly free, or is there something that has you shackled, or something that has you bound? Are you truly free?
All right.
I know we want to think that we are. Amen. But this is an individual question. Are you truly free?
Amen.
And so to answer that question, we must first understand the meaning of liberty as God defines it. Amen. What does God have to say about liberty? Because after all, what he has to say is the only thing that matters.
Yes.
Amen. His word is inerrant. His word is infallible. He is truth without proof. Amen. He doesn't need you to agree with his word in order for his word to be right.
Amen.
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 If God said it, that settles it regardless of whether or not you believe it.
Amen.
Amen, light.
Amen.
What does God say about liberty? Three things real quickly. First, we need to understand that God's liberty is universal.
All right.
Amen. God's liberty is universal. You don't have to have, amen, to be a Bible scholar to come to the conclusion that God desires liberty or freedom for everybody.
Amen.
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 In the Old Testament, liberty was so cherished. It was such a cherished commodity that every 50 years, known as the year of Jubilee,
all
debts were forgiven.
Amen.
Oh, somebody don't know what I'm talking about. All debts were forgiven. And if I had time, I could share with you how our society built on Judeo-Christian values, built on the Word of God, how it's intertwined in our making of our society.
Yes, sir.
Let me come to somebody's house. You don't have to wave your hand. You don't even have to say amen if you don't want to tell off on yourself. But some of you have been in debt.
All right.
Is that right? Some of you have even been in so much debt, you filed bankruptcy. Amen, like some walls. But you know what? Every 7 years.
All right.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It drops off. Experian drops it off.
Thank you,
Lord. Is that right? Equifax drops it off.
Thank you, Lord.
Off your credit, and you are forgiven.
Amen.
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 Unless you have filed bankruptcy, it stay on your credit report 10 years. Somebody know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Help me hold. It was an opportunity to get back on level playing ground.
Yeah.
So God in his word, every 50 years, debts were forgiven. Freedom was granted to servants who worked to pay off the debts for their masters, and those whom they had borrowed money from, they couldn't come after you and arrest you because it was the year of Jubilee. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. I know some of y'all was glad when 7 years passed. No more hiding from strange phone numbers. Amen. Amen. You knew the zip code in Austin, amen, where the RS might have been looking for you. You didn't have to hide from them no more. Everything was forgiven. I see I got some happy folk in here. If it ain't dropped off yet, tell somebody it's coming off. It's coming off in a few years. Amen. The very spiritual practice gave every generation the opportunity for success. In Leviticus 25:10 it says, "And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. You see, the land of Israel was God's property, and it was his people, amen, who were the tenants.
Amen.
No man was permitted to exploit that land for his own enrichment or at the expense of the poverty of others.
All right.
The year of Jubilee, even the playing field, but today we call that socialism. That's another lesson. God desires liberty for all.
Yes.
But liberty from what? As we read the Word of God, we discover that there is something far greater than prison bars.
Amen.
Or socioeconomic oppression. Or even the taxes that binds us. And that thing is sin.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus said he had come to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind.
All right.
To set at liberty them that are bruised, he was announcing the release of our incarcerated souls from sin.
Amen.
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 Christ offers liberty to everyone through his Spirit.
All right.
For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul affirmed it again in Galatians 5:1. He says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Uh-huh. Sin is therefore the worst enemy of man.
You're right.
Because it binds the soul. Man may imprison the body, but he can never imprison the soul, because the soul's liberty is universally offered to all mankind.
Yes.
Amen. Justice cannot and must not deny any man liberty from the penalty of sin.
Yeah.
Now, I've digressed. That's the crux of the dispute over capital punishment, whether you support capital punishment or not. A penalty of death takes away a sinner's God-given opportunity to repent and to be set free from his sin.
Amen.
Our civil society may have jurisdiction over our physical bodies, but it must never have authority over our soul. The soul belongs to God.
Yes. All right.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
God's word teaches us that true liberty, I ask you, are we truly free? True liberty is found in Christ alone.
All right.
The soul is Christ's domain for replenishment, for renewal, for revitalization, and for rebirth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
To set it free, or liberty them that are bruised. If the Son, therefore, makes you free, you are free indeed. John 8:36. Liberty is universal.
Amen.
Then secondly, God's liberty is restrictive. Amen.
Amen.
Now, y'all, some of y'all missed that. Sister McCoy, I don't want to say it. Amen.
All right.
God's liberty is restrictive.
Amen.
Now, that may seem a bit of a contradiction. How can liberty be universal and yet restrictive? I'm glad you want to know. To understand it, we need to go back to the beginning.
All right.
You remember Adam and Eve? Adam and Eve had the opportunity to live free.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Not a care in the world. No laundry bill.
All right.
So they didn't need no clothes.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. They were free.
Yeah.
But they lost it. Because they could not follow one restrictive rule.
Yes.
Just one rule. One rule. Adam, you can do and you can have, you know, do whatever you want, eat anything you want in the garden, but I got one rule.
All right.
Don't eat of the tree.
Yeah.
In the center of the garden.
Wow. Amen.
That was the one restricted.
Uh-huh.
But they did.
Yeah.
They lost their freedom.
Yeah.
You know, when I was teaching in school, we'd have this discussion all the time. When you tell somebody not to do something, that makes them want to do it.
Yeah.
Even more. And so the students would argue back and forth with me that when their parents told them not to do, not to go, not to try, that made them want to do it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So their argument was, the parents ought to tell them to do. Tell them to do the things that are wrong, and then in their mind and their thinking, they would not do it. Well, that's, and I told them that's ludicrous. Amen. You don't have to teach children wrong.
Amen.
They come here with the propensity and ability to do wrong. Because we all got here the same way, but we got here the wrong way. We were born in sin. Satan in iniquity and Satan that our mother conceive of. So we don't have to be taught to do wrong. Every one of us. Even Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Know what to do wrong. We got to tell her what to do wrong.
Yeah.
Am I talking to anybody?
Yeah.
It's restrictive. And Adam and Eve lost their freedom because they couldn't follow one simple rule. They lost their freedom to live in the garden. They lost their freedom from shame, guilt, fear, pain, and suffering. God came walking in the cool of the day. Adam, where art thou? God didn't have to ask where he was. He knew where he was, but he wanted to solicit a response from Adam. So he said, Adam, where are you?
Yes, sir.
He said, I'm here. I'm hiding. He said, why are you hiding? So I'm naked now. Well, you've been naked every time I come down to see you. But now he's ashamed of his nakedness. They lost freedom to walk with God. They lost their freedom from conflict with each other. There was harmony.
All right.
Between the husband and the wife. But after they broke that one rule, conflict ensued. They became slaves to sickness and death. We die, brothers and sisters, not because we get old and frail, but we die because of sin.
Yeah.
Amen.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Sin always results in the loss of liberty.
Yes, sir.
When you step outside God's boundaries, you step away from freedom.
All right.
You remember the book of Judges, if I had time, but let me just throw this at you. Chaos and anarchy in the book of Judges, because the Bible says men did what was right in their own eyes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine everybody doing what they think is right?
Right.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
There are a lot of voices in the world telling us to be free.
Yes.
And how to be free. The world says, be your own man.
Yeah.
Follow your own ideas. No one can tell you what to do. It's your life.
Yeah.
Live it as you please.
All right.
But you can't be free outside of a relationship with God. And anyone who tells you otherwise does not have your best interest at heart. That's why we discipline our children.
Yes.
Amen.
Those that the Lord loves, the Bible says he will chastise them. If you don't, I told my kids in school, I said, if you want to know if your parents really love you,
all right,
is when they correct you.
Yes.
If they don't correct you and you doing everything you want to do, they don't love you. They don't care. Obedience is the path to complete liberty. Even as a child growing up, amen, the more obedient we were, the more freedom we receive. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But if you were disobedient, hard-headed, bad, wouldn't follow instructions, you didn't get to go nowhere. But oh, if you obeyed, amen, you got a little more freedom. God's freedom has boundaries. That may not seem like freedom to us. It didn't seem like freedom to Adam and Eve either, thanks to the devil. They thought they were missing out. You know, that's the lie the devil tells our young people. Amen. See what you're missing? So they decided to, anybody ever been here? They decided to try just once. Oh, just one time. Do it one time, I won't do it no more. I go one time, I won't go no more. It's the same lie Satan tells us. Satan tells us to reach for something that doesn't exist. Freedom, he says, to do whatever you want, whenever you want. But I come to tell you, amen, under the auspices of the Holy Ghost,
all right,
that's a lie.
Yes, sir.
Freedom comes with some strings attached.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Whenever you cross God's moral guidelines in an effort to express or gain freedom, we become losers.
All right.
If you don't believe me, just walk with me just a few minutes. We want freedom over our money. Then we end up in debt.
You're right.
Yeah. Amen. Lights and walls. We want freedom in entertainment, so we end up with a multi-billion-dollar industry based on obscenities and compromised moral values. We want freedom of speech.
Yes, sir.
Even though we know that verbal abuse is a script for disaster.
Amen.
Now you've got freedom of speech afforded to you by the Constitution of the United States.
All right.
But you can't stroll into a crowded theater and cry out, bomb, or fire. You were getting arrested for inciting. All right. Every time we choose to abuse freedom, we lose freedom.
All right.
God wants us to be free. As free as we possibly can.
Yes.
But there are necessary limits to our freedom. God's parameters, brothers and sisters, are meant to keep us
all right
from hurting ourselves.
Amen.
Thank God, all right.
Yes.
Designed to keep you from hurting yourself. As God designed to protect Adam and Eve's freedom, his limits were still designed to protect their freedom.
Amen.
God set up a rule in the Garden of Eden to establish his order of authority and perfect relationship with him and to protect Adam and Eve from evil.
Amen.
The same principle applies to us today.
All right.
If you don't believe me, keep on listening. Liberty is universal. Liberty is restrictive.
Amen.
Then third and finally, liberty is interconnected. Amen.
Amen.
In other words, my freedom is mutually dependent upon your proper exercise of freedom.
All right.
Well, how can that be, you say? There are numerous examples of how the exercise of our freedom takes away another's freedom. We need only to look, amen, a few years ago in February of 2012, Trayvon Martin is an example.
Yes, sir.
Trayvon lost his life because a man felt Trayvon had no right to be in his father's housing complex.
All right.
Now, there are hundreds of examples just as tragic.
Yes, sir.
We may choose to smoke. Then other folk get cancer from secondhand smoke.
All right.
We choose to drink and drive, and someone else dies in the resulting car accident.
Yes, sir.
We choose recreational drugs to have in our house. And a child dies of an overdose.
All right.
We choose, and this just happened last night, to keep loaded guns in our home. And a child shoots himself or a friend. We choose, help me, Holy Ghost, to have random sex. Oh, we got quiet. And the babies we create are left to be raised by somebody else.
Yeah.
We justify our actions by claiming our own freedom to do what we please.
All right.
But I ask you, brothers and sisters, at what cost? Well, just an illustration, and I'll take my seat. There was a young boy named Andy who visited his grandfather on a small farm.
Amen.
His grandfather told him to stay within the fence line of his property.
All right.
That was a restriction. But Andy decided to explore his grandfather's 3-acre fenced-in yard. And when he got to the farthest corner of his grandfather's property, a path on the other side of the fence beckoned to him to come to another open field.
All right.
How many of you have stood and gazed across the fence and thought that what you saw on the other side looked better than what you had on your side?
All right.
Well, young Andy hopped the fence and headed down the path, and when he reached the field, there was a herd of cattle just quietly grazing.
All right.
Andy thought it looked safe enough, amen, to take a shortcut to the other end, on the other side of his grandfather's property.
Yes, sir.
On his way across the field, he looked back and saw a bull charging straight at him.
Yeah.
Now, Andy broke out, amen, and broke every Olympic record running for his grandfather's fence.
All right.
Crawled underneath the fence just in time.
Yeah.
Ain't God all right?
Amen.
God has gotten some of you out of some mess that you created your own self. And Andy learned a lesson that day. That grandfather's what to do had a why to do. Ain't God all right? God tells us not to do this or not to do that, because if you do, this is the result that you're going to get. Help me, Holy Ghost. The rules God establishes are for our protection and the protection of other folk.
Yes, sir.
His word spells out what to do and why to do it.
Yeah.
We live in a free country, but there are rules we got to follow.
All right.
We sing my country, tis of thee.
Yeah.
Now, if this country truly belongs to God, then we ought to be willing to let him make the rules that govern our existence.
All right.
Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
We'll never have the sweet land of liberty we yearn for unless we first let God rule our actions.
Yeah.
Help me, Lord.
Yeah.
The next time you're faced with a choice between doing what feels good and doing what God requires,
all right,
remember that there is a why.
Yeah.
For every what,
yes, sir.
And the consequences of our actions affect not only us, but everybody
We got it bad, my brothers and sisters. Telling folk I can do what I want to do. Because it don't affect anybody but me. But I come to tell you that what you do affects somebody around you. Help me, Lord God. How do we examine or exercise our liberty? We try everything by the Spirit. Ain't gone all right. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The liberty to let peace abound. The liberty to let love prevail. The liberty to let compassion rule. The liberty to let forgiveness govern. The liberty to let trust increase. The liberty to let the author of liberty abide in us. My country, 'tis to be sweet land of liberty. Of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died. Lands of the pilgrims cry. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. Our fathers, God, to thee. Offer of liberty. To thee we sing. Lord, may our land be bright. With freedom's holy light. Protect us, God, with thy might. Great God, our King. I don't know about you, but my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's striking out the vengeance where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lightning and his tremble a terrible whistle. His truth is marching, not my truth, but his truth. Well, what is truth? Pilate asked that question. He said, what is truth? Jesus said, I am that I am. I am truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. His truth is marching on. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Sweet land of liberty. Are you free? Are you free? Look at your own life. Evaluate your own life. Are you free? Or are you shackled by something else? Brother Stanley asked for prayer for his son. There are other sons and grandsons and daughters and granddaughters that are captive.
Yes, sir.
Behind prison bars.
Yes, sir.
But some of us are walking around and we are captive.
You're right.
We are captive. We got things backwards.
Yes, sir.
We think to be locked up is to have no liberty. But sometimes we are free and have no liberty. Just like I want to tell you, we often, I know we're weak during times of bereavement, but I come to tell you that we are in the land of the dying, on our way to the land of the living. Come here to witness here. Over yonder, where every day will be Sunday. Sabbath will have no end. Over yonder, where all liberty will be in its fullness. Right now I'm held captive. I'm limited inside this frame.
Yes, sir.
But oh, one of these days, when the wicked shall cease from troubling, and the weary would be at rest. I've got a little journey. I got a little journey to make. Help me, Holy Ghost. And the word that I believe encourages me.
All right.
That absent from the body,
yes, sir,
takes place.
Yes.
But oh, I hope that there'll be some hallelujah every now and then.
Yes.
For the life that's been lived.
Yes, sir.
Trying to convey to men, women, boys, and girls.
Yeah.
That if you want true liberty, you find that in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The door of the church is open. If you're here, this is your opportunity to say yes to the Lord.
Yes.
Addiction.